It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Monday. You got a lot to be grateful for, even though it's Monday and you probably hate Monday. Remember, it's a new day. It's a time for a new week, and you got great things ahead of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Because of you, this show is top ranked. If you do me a favor, when you get a chance, head over to Apple Podcast. Give us that 5-star rating. We sure would appreciate it. And thank you for reaching out to me. As you know, I've been going through a tough period in my life, but I will get through this, and everybody involved will be okay. I know it. I know it deep in my heart. Again, thank you for all of the love and inspiration and motivation you give me on a daily basis. I sure do appreciate it. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. And remember, keep up the fantastic work. You know, in this ever-changing and dangerous environment in law enforcement, it's always been a dangerous environment, but it seems like it's more dangerous than ever now. Thank God we have a partner in Detectichem. This amazing company is helping keep you and other criminal justice professionals safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hand, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, now COVID-19. Your agency needs this application technology. Head over to cjevolution.com and see the link to Detectichem. Let them help keep your troops and you safer. On to Microcast Monday. You know, how many times have you made a mistake personally and professionally? I know I have. I've made many mistakes on both of those sides of the coin. But how many times do you think that you were defined by your past mistakes? I know I struggle with this a lot, especially now recently. Mistakes I've made personally and professionally have cost me in many ways. But I know deep down that I'm not defined by my past mistakes. And I think so many of us out there get wrapped up in this. So many of us, you probably included, think you are defined by your past mistakes. And that is far from the truth. That is the past. You are in the moment right now. You can decide which way you want to go. You can decide if you want to learn from your mistakes and forge a new path or live in the past and be defined by your mistakes. And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. Again, I struggle with this sometimes, but I know deep down in my heart that I will get through it, and my past is the past. It doesn't mean that's my future. So if you're struggling with this now, just know that your past does not dictate your future. Never will. It never does. So remember that. As you go throughout your day, I want you to think about this and really ponder on this. We've all made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. We've all done things that we could have taken back. We said things that we could have said better, acted differently. But again, the past is the past. Let it lie. You are not defined by your past. You can forge a new path forward to a brighter and more successful future. Folks, stay tuned for more great guests and content on the top-ranked CJ Evolution podcast. And I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on cjevolution.com. You can find all my social and reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Go out, conquer your day and week, and be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.